Hello, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'm your guide over the next 30 minutes or so to help you through this meditation as a way to start your week and start every day. Now, each week there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So for this week, the focus is connecting with inspiration for motivation. And let's begin by taking the meditation position, and that is sitting with your back straight, feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a couple of deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through the spine to the top of your head, and exhale, releasing the breath nice, easily, slowly. And inhale, drawing the breath all the way up from the tips of your toes, through your spine, to the top of your head. And exhale, nice and easily, releasing the breath. And imagine you are sitting on a tree trunk. You are securely rooted to this tree trunk, and that tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, into the center or core of the earth, where the roots are embedded into the earth. And know that you are securely on this tree trunk, and that tree trunk is securely embedded into the center core of the earth. And now envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura bubble. Your aura is an electromagnetic energy field that contains your life force energy and contains energy from your mind as well as your heart. And this bubble that is surrounding you has a stiff eggshell type edge to it and is a beautiful luminescent golden color vibration. It's also about 18 inches from your body, over your head, under your feet, and all around you. Now imagine outside of this bubble, about 2 or 3 feet, is a giant violet flaming wall. And it's burning from the ground all the way up outside the bubble, a nice, large, violet flaming wall. And this is a purification flame. It will receive unwanted energies, and it will take them and purify them so that they are transmuted and transformed into their highest essence, and you no longer have to hold on to it. Now, as you continue to breathe nice, easy, and deep breaths, we're going to clear the chakras. There are 7 chakras, 7 primary chakras along the spine. Each one on the spine, starting with the base at the tailbone, that is your first chakra. And as you inhale, I'd like for you to exhale out through the chakras as I list them. And when you exhale, the unwanted energy in each of those chakras will absolutely leave you, will leave that chakra, and will go directly to the violet flame. That violet flame will receive all of the unwanted energy. It will even gently pull and suck the energy from your aura, from that chakra, as you exhale through each one and release what you need to let go of at this moment in time. So again, with that focus on your first chakra at the base of your spine, right where your tailbone is, inhale and exhale as you release all the energy that is associated with survival. Let go of the feelings, the uncertainty, the lack that you may have around money, your health, how you take care of yourself, your home, clothing, job, career, anything that may seem to stand in the way, whether it's a person or people, whether it's an experience, a belief system, a situation, thoughts, influences, whatever it is, let go of all that energy that would keep you in survival rather than thriving. Regardless of societal and external circumstances, regardless of what the world looks like and what's happening in the world, as we choose to learn what we need to know, what we need to learn, and overcome some of the shadow aspects that lie deep within, we're able to experience the life that we absolutely desire and choose to live. So let that energy go in the first chakra. As you inhale and exhale out through that chakra. And now put your attention on your second chakra, which is 2 inches below your belly button. And as you continue to take these nice, deep, and easy breaths, allow yourself to release any energy that would keep you stuck in the feelings that are associated with fear, feelings of grief, sorrow, sadness, despair, depression, guilt, apathy, aggression, anger, jealousy, envy, whatever those feelings are, hatred, just let them go. Resentment, bitterness. It doesn't matter from what or toward whom. Just allow yourself to release it. And also let go of any energy, sexual energy, that may be in your space from someone else. A partner, someone who would like to be with you in that way. It doesn't matter. Just let it go because your energy is totally for you and your space. And put your attention at your third chakra. And as you inhale, exhale out through that third chakra. That's located behind your stomach. And at this moment, release any energy that stifles you from the true essence of your power. So that means any addictions, behavior, patterns that are unhealthy for you. Let go of any nightmares you may have had. Let go of any need for you to control. because your need to control comes from ego, and that means ego is in control, rather than the real essence of who you are as a divine spirit owning your power. Let go of anyone else or anything else that has control over you. If you are so upset by someone or something, that means that they have control over you. So allow yourself to let that go. This is why forgiveness is so important. To hold on tight to something that you don't want or something you do want, either way, controls you in ways that doesn't allow you as spirit to have the essence and own the essence of your power. Ego comes into play and wants to take over control, and can often give you poor information, poor guidance on how you can really move forward and live your life the way you desire. And put your attention on your fourth chakra, located behind your heart. And as you breathe deeply and continue to just breathe and let go of whatever this energy is, and in each chakra we have touched upon, it will continue to leave your space. And now we're moving into the fourth chakra, where you're releasing energy that keeps you from loving yourself and others. Again, if there is no sense of forgiveness for someone else or for yourself, now is the time to let go of what blocks you from forgiving. That controlling energy I just talked about, that ego causes you to hold on to all the things you think someone did to you. They didn't do anything to you. It does take hold and take control over you, so you're not able to be in your own power. And so to forgive simply means to give love, not only to them, but to yourself. So release the energy that would have you experience not forgiving, that has you feel you're unworthy, that has you in a place of lack of self-confidence. Let all of that energy go. For whatever the reasons, no matter what someone told you, what's happening in your life now, what someone did to you, what you may have done to yourself, decisions you've made that you have judgment about, and you hold in your heart, let it all go. Very good. And as you continue to release energy in one through four chakras, put your attention on your fifth chakra and start to let go of the energy there. That chakra is located at the base of your throat. And this chakra is a wonderful place to start releasing all the energy that would keep you from expressing your true divine self and nature, your full expression of who you are. Let go of the energy that would block that. That means if you have believe that you have said too much about something and you're beating yourself up about it, let it go. If you've not spoken up at times when you feel you should have, let that go. Let go of the ability of your not being able to listen because you're too busy thinking about what you must say. Let all of that go. Let go of the way in which you choose to create, the way that you're able to create not only in an artistic way, but to create in a way that brings about, again, the desires within your life, the goals that you choose to accomplish, the things that you choose to experience. If you believe you are not a creative being, this is a great place to let go of any energy, including that ego energy that keeps you from believing you are a divine creative being. Very good. And now put your focus on your sixth chakra located in the center of your head, right smack in the middle of your head. This is also known as the brow chakra or third eye. So let go of any energy from this chakra that would keep you in a place of judgment, being critical or having a critical eye. Just release and let go of it. Let go of the fact that you don't see life or others as perfect the way they are. Release everything that would keep you from acknowledging, seeing, and being fully aware that all energy has its right purpose and its right form, and that there is no judgment for it one way or the other. Just let it go. Nice, deep, and easy breath. And if you're not seeing the energy leaving, don't worry about it. Intend it. Know it. You might experience it in other ways through feeling it or smelling it, tasting it, hearing it. It's all valid. It's simply a matter of letting it go. Just release it. Don't hold on to it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't wonder, how did that get there? Just let it go. And put your attention at the top of your head. This chakra is the seventh chakra that represents the ability to know what you know what you know. So if you have any confusion, uncertainty, doubt, this is the place, now is the time to let go of what you can in this moment. Let go of overthinking things, of over-intellectualizing it. Simply release and let go. Very good. Taking those nice, deep, and easy breaths. Whatever you may have come to believe about yourself and others, this is a great time and a great place and a great way to say goodbye to it. All right, so all of your chakras, 1 through 7, are clearing, releasing, and I'm going to ask that you continue to release energy for a little bit longer as we move into the specifics of today's topic. So with your attention still at your seventh chakra, also be aware of the sixth chakra in the center of your head and the fifth chakra at the base of your throat. And as you take these deep, easy, cleansing breaths, release any and all energies blocking you from experiencing the full essence of divinity in all ways. Just allow that energy. It doesn't matter if you know what that means or what that is. Just intend you are letting it go into the violet flame. Let go of the mind chatter along with doubt and uncertainty in all forms. Continue with this process. It includes insecurity, lack of self-confidence, the inability to think clearly, and disbelief in yourself, to name a few. As you breathe deeply, release critical judgment and the need to see others' experiences in life different directions and so forth in places only from your perspective. Your perspective may not be the only or the best perspective. In fact, your perspective does have a bias to it. So just let go of the critical judgment that you're holding on to right now. Let go of what's right or what's wrong. Let go of being correct or incorrect about some experiences you've had, things that you believe. Let go of situations needing to be bad or good. Breathe deeply and let go of these energies. And clear the sharp tongue talk, gossip, complaining, a sense of non-committal silence, or saying more than you believe you should have. Let all of that go. Release all the energy that lies to you about not being a creative person. Clear the belief you are unable to create the way you want, what you want, and how you want. So as you simply just take these deep, easy breaths, your fifth chakra at the base of your throat, sixth chakra in the center of your head, and seventh chakra at the top of your head are all releasing. And just be one with the breath. Experience it in whatever way you do. You might see the energy, hear it, feel it, taste it, smell it, know it. Just let it go. And the violet flame is receiving it openly, welcomingly. Don't force it. Just let it go. And as I talk, just continue with the breath. Inspiration is to be inspirited or filled with spirit. To be inspirited means having spirit divinity, or the real you, connected with God while you're fully in your physical body. So when this happens, your emotional and mental bodies are also activated. Now, the mental body is connected to universal divine mind, and it's the same mind where thought began. Thought is how the concept of the world, the universe, man, and all creations on earth came into being. The mind, when you tap into it, is where the aha moments come from. And it was through the action of the word. The energy of emotion is the word from the divine feminine, and that brought everything into the physical realm. Now imagine in your seventh chakra, right now, there's an escalator. Get on that escalator and notice how it moves from floor to floor. As you are on the seventh floor and you want to go up all the way to the 12th floor. When you step off the escalator on the 12th floor, notice your higher self, which looks a lot like you, but with a beautiful pearlescent golden glow, is standing there before you. Say hello, and then invite your higher self, your spirit self, to go with you on the down escalator back to the seventh floor where your seventh chakra is. Now, as you descend floor by floor, be aware how you begin to feel clearer and clearer, as if a fog is lifting from your mind. Keep going down until you reach the seventh chakra, and then go down even one more floor until finally you reach the sixth chakra. Until you reach the sixth chakra. Now, being in the sixth chakra, once you reach that floor, become aware of how present you really are of everything around you, the sounds, the feelings, the smells, the taste in your mouth, and images. Even though your eyes are closed, be aware of the images that are more vivid. Everything is clearly heightened. You are now inspirited. Your higher self, the essence of your spirit, is now completely, fully in your body, in that sixth chakra. And the magnificent glow of your spirit shines far beyond the sixth chakra. It glows into the seventh, the fifth, the fourth, and third chakras too. In that place, you are able to experience everything much more clearly, much more distinctly, and you are fully present, and you are glowing through every chakra. Now, being completely in your body right now, as you're sitting in this sixth chakra, imagine a challenging situation you're faced with in your life currently, and see it in the violet flame. See a challenging situation that you're currently faced with in the violet flame. And ask yourself these questions. What can be done to resolve this situation? How can it be rectified, shifted, changed to bring about the desired results I'd like to experience? Watch now how the image begins to transform as the energy moves into a different pattern, a pattern that really appears to be a way of resolving the challenge. Let it play very much like a movie on the screen as this challenge is resolved. This is the aha moment, the moment of inspiration in exactly what's needed to resolve the challenge you're dealing with. So just be still and simply allow the images and this moment of inspiration to become clearer and clearer and clearer. Remembering to breathe nice, easy breaths. Now that you've been inspired with the possibility of resolving your challenge, notice how you become motivated to take action. It's a little bit easier when you have a sense of what you're to do or the direction you're to go in. So put your focus on your fourth, third, and second chakras, located the fourth behind your heart, the third behind your stomach, and the second a couple of inches below your belly button. Pay attention to how your heart becomes filled with the love of moving into a solution to the problem. You love the fact that here is a real, viable solution to resolving this challenge. Tap into the excitement that you feel being ready to spring into action. Notice how you gain a sense of power to make the resolve absolutely happen now. In fact, as soon as you're done with this meditation, continue to experience the sensation of being motivated. Your mind, your body, your heart, they're ready to spring into action to make this happen. And let this experience intensify within you until you can allow yourself to use this motivation to step into physical action right now, to resolve the challenge full on, knowing that the problem is already handled. Continuing to be present, fully stationary in your sixth chakra, notice how you're radiating completely from the seventh chakra on top of your head all the way down to the second chakra below the belly button. Now the color of each chakra is brilliantly lighted with the bright hue of a golden luminescent color vibration. So notice as the orange color is shining really brightly in your second chakra, and so much so it can't be contained. It's expanding beyond the second chakra and into your aura bubble. Watch how the lemon yellow color in your third chakra is luminescent in its brilliant vibration. And like the orange vibration, it also is expanding beyond the third chakra with this beautiful pearlescent lemon yellow color vibration into your aura. See the emerald green color vibration mixed with the brilliant golden vibration from your fourth chakra move beyond the heart and into your aura also. Notice how the sky blue color vibration in your fifth chakra has its luminescent golden hue also vibrating beyond the throat and into your aura. Be aware of the sixth chakra radiating an indigo golden vibration, becoming brighter and more expansive into the aura. And pay attention to the violet color with the a little hint of that gold shining so vibrantly. It's a beacon of light also moving into the aura. All of these exquisite color vibrations have filled your aura with their brilliance, and they keep you inspired and motivate you into action. Be still, be aware, be present as you experience the full essence of these color vibrations together, which are significant aspects of your divine spirit self. Another nice deep breath. And now surround yourself with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun. A huge, beautiful, bright, luminescent golden sun, and absorb all or as much of this sun as you possibly can. And I'd like to thank you for joining me this week on the Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges with Center of Light Miracles, and you may find out more about me and what Center of Light Miracles has to offer by going to centeroflightmiracles.org. Until next week, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.